Hey guys, how you doing? I'm sorry, my voice is a little bit fucked up. I've been recording probably all day long. Anyways, welcome to Overcoming Your Social Anxiety, episode 4. And in this episode, I want to talk a little bit more, like, yeah, I know, I told that I don't like to rant, but I think it's gonna be really helpful for you. I'm gonna try to, I don't know, like, explain things from another perspective, so listen closely, follow me, and use your imagination. So, just think, it's Friday night. Well, tomorrow is gonna be Friday. It's Friday night and you want to go out. You are in your bed, sitting in your bed with your phone in your hands, and you start texting all your friends. And nobody can or want to go out tonight. So you're like, oh shit, well, what if I go out alone? And you're like, yeah, it could be cool, but you know, it's gonna be like kind of weird and awkward and kind of creepy. And what if a girl asks me where are my friends? What am I gonna say? That I'm alone? No, what a loser. So you grab your phone and you start looking for your workmates, and you're like, I don't like them so much, but I want to go out. So, and you're gonna text them, but then you're like, maybe not, because they're gonna think that I have no friends and my social life is pretty whack, so I pass. And then you are like in your bed, still there, feeling inside like burning because you want to go out, but you have nobody. So let me stop here and explain a little bit. First, you're overthinking, probably. You're overthinking. And it's okay. I'm actually telling you something that used to happen to me. Not once, not twice, but every single weekend. And it's hard because I know. If you can relate, probably you're like nodding your head right now. Like, yeah, I know how it feels. And yeah, actually, I know how it feels. So it's pretty whack because you are like, you want to go out and meet a girl or have some drinks and talk about your week, and nobody can or nobody want to. And then you're like, shit, I don't have friends actually. And then you don't want to nobody, like, know that, because you care so much about what they think about you. So what I did back then, well, one day I took the decision of go out alone for the first time, and I can swear to you, just changed my life for real. It's hard, yeah, it is. It's awkward at first, but I think it's the first step. For me, it was the first step to build my confidence. Like, right now, I feel really confident. I'm always looking to be more confident, more charismatic. Yes, for real, because I like this topic of social dynamic. But it helped me big time. It really, really, really helped me back then go out alone. So now I want you to understand what I'm talking and what I'm doing this is because first, I want you to relate with my study. Like, I really want you to trust me when I'm telling you that you need to go out, you need to do this, do that, etc., etc. And second, because this is a really cool topic. Well, tomorrow is Friday, then it's Saturday, the obvious. And if you listen to this and maybe you're like right now feeling like, oh, it's the weekend, I want to go out, but you're like, man, but I got nobody to go out. Dude, first, yeah, do it. Just, if you want to, go out, okay? Don't let nobody, or actually, yeah, nobody, stop you. But I know what you're thinking. So let me, follow me and listen closely, like, the objections that I think you're having, or at least that I used to have. The first one is like, what people is gonna think if I go out alone? Well, if you go to a small bar that is close to your apartment or house, and that you're used to go like regularly with your friends, yeah, probably everybody's gonna notice that. But if you go to a club, actually a middle to a big one, where there are gonna be a lot of people, and you know that people goes, like, there is always new people, I'm drunk people, being honest, nobody's gonna notice that, like, for real, nobody in a club is like, oh, look, like, 200 people just waiting for you to come on a Friday night alone, like, nobody's doing that, it's not gonna happen, for real, unless a lot of people knows you, and in that case, it's actually a good reason, that it's like, bro, everybody knows you, go out alone, you know, there is more people that you can engage with and have fun during the night, so, you know, think about it, it's not the big deal. So yeah, actually nobody's gonna notice if you go alone one night, if you go and grab a drink, okay, and embrace it, have fun with it, because actually go out alone makes you cooler, even you think it's not, it depends on how you feel about it, okay. It's funny because it's like, oh, so you start talking with people and like you go and talk with some group of girls and they're like, oh, where are your friends? And you're like, ah, then don't, they didn't want to go out, so I came alone. And it's like, yeah, cool for you, you know, it's like you need to have balls to do it. So it's, yeah, if you can handle it and embrace it, it's pretty cool. So yeah, first thing, nobody is gonna be like waiting for you and be like, oh, he's alone tonight. No, that's not gonna happen. The second thing, when it's about to text people you don't like or you barely know, like your workmates or maybe some friends that always telling you no, but it's your only option. Dude, you are texting them because you need them, not because you enjoy their company. So it's not gonna be a good night, it's gonna be a shitty night. It happened to me back then. Sometimes, some nights I used to go out with people that I don't like at all. I didn't like it at all, and was pretty like whack. I mean, why you need to push yourself to have a bad night just for some stories for Instagram or snaps or some pictures? It's not necessary at all, okay? So yeah, it all depends from where it comes, but man, better enjoy yourself than be with people that is gonna be, they're gonna drain your energy. You want to go out, not them, okay? They don't want to go out. They are gonna be like, oh, I'm tired, I want to sleep, I need to drink first. So nah, dude, it's not, they're not necessary for you to have fun on a Friday, Saturday night, okay? And another reason why you should go out alone is because it's gonna build real big time your core confidence. Being out alone, being like, first being somebody that is shy or an introvert, or, well, actually introvert is not that bad, or you are like somebody shy, you have fear of rejection, you are scared of that, or you are socially awkward, being outside alone in a club during the night, actually really just do it, just by doing it, it's gonna build your confidence big time. So I think there's a lot of positive things that you can get from going out alone tomorrow or Saturday, doesn't matter when, if you really feel like, okay, again, if you want to change your social life, if you really are like unhappy right now, you should be doing it, actually, like, you're not gonna change it by staying at home or listening to me or watching some YouTube videos. And don't wait for your friends to understand what you're feeling, like, don't wait for them, like, be like, oh yeah, so you want to be more charismatic, yeah, let's go. No, they're not gonna understand you, so fuck them, just go out. So yeah, that's what I try to share with you. It's like, I know everything is really fucked up. It's like, I know how it feels, because actually I used to overthink a lot. You know, it's not like There's no cure for me, at least. So I know how to handle it. It's like I just go and take action. That's key, is taking action. You're not gonna win a battle against your brain and that voice inside your mind just thinking. You're not gonna win in that way. You win by taking action. Okay, that's how you fight that voice inside of your brain. Let me put you another example. My English is not the best, and you can tell. I'm actually a Spanish native speaker. So what I'm doing this podcast in English, because one, I'm not good at all and want to get better. And two, because I start thinking, what if people be like, dude, your English is really bad and you should not try this. Stick to Spanish or first improve your English, blah, 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 blah. I'm always looking for that conflict, if you can call it that way, because it puts me in a position that I don't feel comfortable. So the only thing that I can end up getting is more confidence, you know? That's how actually you build your confidence, putting yourself in situations that you are not having the control or feeling comfortable, you know? In that positions where there's some conflict inside of you. Every time that there's a voice telling you that, why are you gonna do this? Wait a little bit. Remember, people can judge you or what they're gonna think about you. Every time that voice is telling me that, I go and do it. I go and take action. So yeah, that's, I think, a really good example. So to wrap it up, go out alone tomorrow. You don't need to start a conversation, engage with people that you don't know. If you feel so much anxiety, go back home. But try, at least give it a go, okay? You are gonna get back from your job at, I don't know, 6, 9. It doesn't matter. Eat, take a shower, put your best cologne, perfume, shave yourself, stylize your hair, put a shirt on and go. Just go, you know. It's gonna be awkward at first. Yeah, maybe the first month is gonna be really awkward. Maybe the first 2 months or 3 months, and you're gonna feel like, oh, everybody knows me now because I'm the lonely guy. But dude, it's not that bad, for real. I started feeling like that, and now, well, the last year I go out maybe 200 days in the whole year. I meet amazing people. I had amazing stories from every single night. And right now I met like 2 months ago, like really nice girl, just because I learned how to become more confident and express myself. But to do it, you need to start by, I mean, to reach a cool level. I'm not trying to say that I am the level that you want to reach, but to become better at social interactions and have a more happy social life, you need to start by doing. And every time you start something that is new for you and actually scares you, you're gonna be bad at it. So embrace it, go out tomorrow night or Saturday night and have fun. So yeah, that's it. And actually, this applies if you're a guy or a girl, it doesn't matter. And that's all. Thank you so much for listening to me, and until the next time.